With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The Bank of Namibia has introduced a new policy effective from 23 October 2024 to October 2026 to address economic and financial challenges from the ongoing drought following the state of emergency declared by President Nangolo Mbumba in May. The central bank's principal communications team leader, Sandra Gari, says
the determination was issued to provide credit-related drought relief policy measures to assist farmers and agricultural business owners who are experiencing financial difficulties as a result of the drought. In terms of this determination, banking institutions are required to implement relief measures, including the restructuring of loans, granting of loan moratoriums, and emergency funding under preferential terms. This will ease the financial burden on affected clients while helping to stabilize the agricultural sector.
The Ministry of Home Affairs, Immigration, Safety and Security has announced that the application period for student permits for the 2025 academic year is now open for prospective foreign students who have enrolled or plan to enroll at Namibia's educational institutions. Ministry spokesperson Margaret Kallo:
application forms can be submitted from the 4th November 2024 until the 31st March 2025. Application forms can be accessed on the ministry's website, which is www.mha.gov.na. Very important, I would like to add that first-year students are required to provide a police clearance certificate from their country of origin.
Dis-Chem plans to launch its life insurance business in the first quarter of 2025, positioning itself as a major disruptor in the South African market. CEO Rui Murray said the retailer has unique knowledge of health consumption risks through its pharmacies and clinics, allowing it to price products competitively. And U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has accused former President Donald Trump of waging a selfish campaign of vengeance.
The Oval Office on January 20th. It's going to be one of two people. It's going to be either Donald Trump or me. If it's Donald Trump, you can see what that day is going to be. It will be him sitting at that desk, stewing over his enemies list. He is full of grievance. He is full of dark language that is about retribution. And so the American people have a choice. It's either going to be that or it'll be me there.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na, as well as our social media platforms, Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.